Section number 34. Learning. Number 118. Making the grade. Lifelong learning is a mission statement must. Hank Paulson, former U.S. Secretary of the Treasury, said, "The only thing you cannot afford not to do is learn." Gerson Barbosa, commenter at my blog, said, "The mission statement of Johns Hopkins includes cultivate their capacity for lifelong learning." That gave me a double jolt. One of those, I knew that. Yeah, it is that important. In our rapidly gyrating world, learning for life is no longer an option. It's a professional life and death necessity, as more and more are beginning to realize. This is true if you are age 17 or 27 or 47 or 67. And God knows it's true of my great pal, this book's dedicatee, Warren Bennis, voracious in the depth and breadth of his quest for knowledge in his mid-80s. Talk about somebody who puts you through your paces. You could still hear the echo of the scrape of our chairs on the restaurant floor in Santa Monica when he asked, "So what have you learned since I last saw you?" And I acted, at 67, like a 17-year-old schoolboy as I cringed. Bottom line. I strongly believe that an explicit focus on lifelong learning for everyone on board could well be the most sustainable advantage an organization of any flavor can have. Hence, I hereby strongly suggest that, quote, an unstinting commitment by every one of us to accelerated lifelong learning, unquote, or some close kin, be made a formal part of your mission or values statement. It deserves to be right up there in the stratosphere with the likes of superior quality and profitability. Summary. Lesson plan. Syllabus notes on organizational lifelong learning. 1. A bedrock commitment to lifelong learning applies to the whole team, in the Marriott's housekeeping department, as well as in the R&D Warrens at Amgen. 2. Financial support is key, small and big. Be careful of cutting back too far, even in these difficult times. 3. Support for non-work-related learning experiences is part of the package. We aim to instill a generic, formal learning obsession. 4. Supporting this commitment throughout the employees' families is also important, if at all possible. 5. Design it into the physical and electronic landscape. Visibly push learning opportunities or embed micro-learning opportunities in your daily repartee. 6. Support clubs, virtual and real, and any and all forms of social organization with explicit learning goals. 7. Put lifelong learning accomplishments and goals into the formal hiring and evaluation process, front and center.